ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम तत्सत्
नमस्ते एंड वेलकम टू बिकमिंग अनडन योर गो टू पॉडकास्ट अबाउट स्पिरिचुअल अवेकनिंग एंड कमिंग होम टू योरसेल्फ आई एम योर सोलफुल गाइड सानिया मिनोचा एंड दिस पॉडकास्ट इज एन एक्ट ऑफ क्रिएटिव सेल्फ एक्सप्रेशन माय ब्यूटिफुल स्प्लैश ऑफ कलर ऑन द कैनवस ऑफ लाइफ born purely out of the direct experience of my soul. You'll find that every episode in this podcast is versatile. In some episodes, you'll find me sharing thought-provoking ideas that mess with your thinking. In others, I'll be in conversation with some of the most influential spiritual teachers of our time. You'll also hear me coach some of my wonderful clients live and bear witness to their transformation in real time. We're here to have fun, play, and experiment with ideas that are designed to blow your mind. I'm so pleased you're joining me for this wild ride. Are you ready to play? I'll see you on the inside.
Namaste and welcome to the Becoming Undone podcast. This is a safe space for you to unravel and feel seen and understood in the life-altering process of spiritual awakening. I'm your host, Sanya Minocha. So you can tune into who's speaking to you right now. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, about this podcast, and why you should take out your precious time to tune into this transmission. So I'm an Indian-born Kiwi woman residing in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And on this day that I'm recording this episode, I'm 32 years of age. For a seed to achieve its greatest expression, it must be completely undone. The shell cracks, its insides come out, everything changes. To someone who doesn't understand growth, it would look like complete destruction. This is a quote that I came across the other day by a lady named Cynthia Ocelli, and I thought that it was a perfect introduction to the Becoming Undone podcast, because this is why we're here. I would describe this experience of becoming undone as a spiritual awakening. As we crack open, the true light of our being shines through, illuminating all that we are. And that's what it means to awaken to what we are. Different cultures and religions have different takes on spiritual awakening and becoming aware of the God in us, or the God as us. But I truly believe that all paths lead to the same destination, which is back to ourselves. So why are we here? This podcast is a tribute to the experience of spiritual awakening. It's made for that collective of individuals that are currently undergoing the awakening process, shedding old, outdated ways of being and shining the light of awareness on all aspects of themselves. And through that, shining the light of awareness on everything that they come into interaction with. It's for those that are recognizing their inherent wholeness and creating new paradigms from which to operate from. I see you. I see the way you're showing up for yourself. And I can see that the divine in you is ready for this. And this podcast is made for you. It's made to support you. Spiritual awakening is so incredible because it gives us a chance to experience the vibration of love and gain a glimpse of our true self. And once this happens, we're left with an impression of something that feels so familiar to our bones. It's like a remembrance of where we originate from and what we are. And this is unforgettable. And because it's unforgettable, it changes everything. Spiritual awakening radically transforms our life for the better, our relationships with people, our relationships with ourselves, with the world, our career, our health, and of course, our outlook on life, the way we see things. But that doesn't happen right away. And that's why it can feel scary or uncomfortable. And that's why it's so transformative. The biggest shift that takes place when we're becoming undone is that we're being brought from a place of misalignment within ourselves, where we're just sort of going along this one path, living from the conditioned self, from the person that we thought we were, and then suddenly we become aware of all those things in our life that aren't so good, and then through that process, we're brought back into alignment with the highest vibration, which is the vibration of love, the vibration of God, or the vibration of our soul. And when we're in alignment with love, our true nature, and what we're here to do, then everything starts to become clearer. And I'm personally in that process myself, and it's an ongoing thing. That's why I called spiritual awakening a process. It's not something that's a one and done thing. My personal experience with spiritual awakening has been one where I have come to realize all the ways that I had not been loving towards myself and how much I was living from a place of fear as opposed to a place of love. And I think that spiritual awakening or becoming undone is the process of learning to love and understand ourselves as we are and seeing ourselves through the eyes of the divine. Everybody's experience is, of course, unique to them in the way that they awaken. So your experience is going to be quite unique to you. However, the commonality amongst spiritual awakening is that once you perceive this vibration of love and you receive its potency, it will highlight all the parts of your life that are not in alignment to your higher self. So any unloving thoughts and behaviors that were harmful to us growing up, they will get revealed through the awakening process. And we will also become aware of the changes we need to make in order to return to love. And when I say return to love, it kind of sounds like we're not in that vibration of love by saying we need to return to love. But what I mean by that is that love is always present. However, we're not always accessing that vibration all the time. Sometimes we live from lower states of consciousness because we've been conditioned to live from those states. So my personal mission with this work is to help aid people that I'm interacting with in their spiritual awakening. And in this case, that's actually you. So when you awaken and see yourself as the way that the divine intended for you to see yourself, your perspective significantly changes. That's when you have the opportunity to stop suffering and start taking life a lot less seriously. And you can start to see life as a playground for you to express your character and become a child of the illusion or Maya that surrounds you. Suddenly you see you're part of a whole connected to everything and separate from nothing. It's been really challenging for me personally, the whole experience, and it's also been the most rewarding experience of my entire life. And it continues to be really rewarding and feels right to my essence that I'm here experiencing this right now in this day and time. And I really wish to illuminate the path of awakening for other people by speaking about it from my direct experience and sharing with you in real time as insights arise for me. Because it's a juicy topic. It's a mysterious topic. It's a gift that keeps on giving. And ever since I had my awakening experience for the first time, which was 8 years ago, I became aware 8 years ago, I've been obsessed with this topic. I've been talking about it to everybody. I mean, for the first maybe 5-6 years, I used to talk about it so much. And then I sort of stopped talking about it as much because it became a way of life for me. It completely transformed me. And it still does on the daily. I'm experiencing exponential growth at the moment. It's so vast, so quick. Each day I feel like I've lived so many lives in one day. It's quite phenomenal and can be overwhelming at times. So in a way, I've kind of created the podcast that I wish I had when I was going through this process. And for me, in the process of awakening, I lost and gained a lot of relationships, both friendships and romantic relationships. And each of them served me along the way and gave me exactly what I needed at the time to help bring me to this point. And once they served their purpose, a transition took place. I attracted new people, new situations that were more in alignment, more reflective of my state of consciousness. And I switched careers, which I'll tell you more about a little bit later. I went from working in advertising as an account manager to starting my own coaching and counseling practice. My body transformed and still continues to transform. It's amazing. And that's why I think awakening is nothing short of magic. It's truly a miracle. The fact that our souls are ready to wake up and remember who they are and are coming into remembrance, to me, is just the most wow experience ever. Because the feeling that I personally get is that I've waited a long time for this, to remember who I am. And I've enjoyed playing this game thoroughly. I've enjoyed the suffering. I've enjoyed the suffering buzz. I mean, once I became aware, I realized that I can start to enjoy that because that's just the way that God wanted to play. You know, through each person, God plays in a different way. You can also describe it as sort of us being divine puppets through which the divine is playing. So the idea for this podcast was seeded during my first Vipassana experience 3 years ago, which was so incredible and life-changing. Just FYI, a note about me, I think everything is life-changing because it very literally does end up changing my state of consciousness. And my friends make fun of me because they're just like, everything to you is wow. I'm like, yeah, but it is. So when I was at Vipassana, I think it was maybe, I can't remember, maybe the fifth or sixth day. When you're in a silent meditation retreat, which is what Vipassana is, actually it's not a retreat, it's more like a camp, and you're meditating for 8 to 10 hours a day, the mind gets really quiet, and so you can really hear things in a different way. And I had a lot of creative inspiration come through at that time, and one of the ideas was to start my own podcast, because I've spoken to a few different people about spiritual awakening and, you know, how it works and what I've experienced. And of course, the work I do, I'm always in conversation with clients. And this is some feedback I received from the universe that, hey, I think you should do this. So I was like, okay, I think I'm going to do this. And I found that everybody has a different awakening experience where sometimes it's a single or defining moment or event that takes place. For a lot of people, it's death, illness, grief, relationships ending. It's always some form of transition or ending, which is always a new beginning that makes people more self-aware. And then there's some few people that are born in this world with a higher level of awareness than others. And that's because karmically their soul has evolved to that place. My spiritual awakening began 8 years ago, and there was a series of events that took place sort of in the span of about 6 months, and one after the other, they all contributed to self-awareness being formed. And, you know, I've always been kind of self-aware, attuned in, grounded, I would describe myself, but also pretty disconnected growing up. I was not sure of who I was, but I knew that I was here to do some really cool work. I knew that there's something that I'm passionate about that exists in this world that I haven't yet come across, and I knew that I was here for a bigger purpose. There was this yearning in my heart, this calling in my heart to contribute, to make an impact, to help people. So I used to work in advertising. I moved into advertising after I studied graphic design at university. And it was a classic case of, from the very first day that I landed there, I was like, there is no way I am born on this planet to work in advertising. I knew it. And yet I went along with it because I didn't know what else to do. And this was the only option that was available in front of me. And it was kind of perfect because of the series of events that took place after. So I worked in advertising feeling very dissatisfied. I did not have a good relationship with myself at all. I was very unloving towards myself, but I didn't really know that there was another way that existed. I was just sort of like, oh, everyone else looked happy and I wasn't, and I thought that's just the way things were.
Hey there, just dropping in with a gentle reminder. You, my friend, are exactly where you're meant to be in this grand tapestry called life. No mix-ups, no coincidences, and absolutely nothing happens by chance. Your soul is always present, embracing you as you boldly navigate this beautiful adventure we call life. Do you feel connected to your soul? In this lifetime, I've been cast as your spiritual guide. My mission? To help you explore the depths of your inner world and unearth the wellspring of genuine fulfillment and joy that lies within. And I have just the roadmap to help you bravely embark on this inner quest. How do you know if you're ready for this? You'll sense it. You'll know it's time when you've exhausted the external search for happiness and are ready to shine a light on your inner world with the same vigor. You'll know. Visit my website to schedule a free consultation. Let's tune into your heart's desires and clear away any obstacles to soul-level fulfillment. I'd be thrilled to meet you. Now, let's dive back into the episode.
And one event took place which really changed the trajectory of my life. I was traveling to New York City with one of my friends, and I even remember the day. It was 31st December 2014, and I fell. I fell down the stairs and I hurt my coccyx, my tailbone, and I hurt it quite intensely. And then I was flying back to New Zealand 2 days later, and that was a very hectic plane ride, as you can imagine. The coccyx is one of those parts of the body that you don't give that much thought to because you don't really need to. It's almost like the tail that's left over as we evolved from when we were apes, but it serves a really important function. And turns out that if you fall on it and it goes inside, it really, really hurts. So that's what happened to me. And when I came back, I was in so much pain, but I ignored the pain, much like continuing that same pattern of ignoring myself and not really addressing problems because I didn't know how to. And that pain turned chronic over time. So that was the first event that took place. And then 2 months later, I met my ex-partner. And then a month or two later, I had my first plant medicine journey. So all of these things happened, and I would say that they all contributed to me being in a state of consciousness that was ready to receive the spiritual awakening. And when it happened, it was mind-blowing. I still remember this moment that I just saw that everything I thought I knew just was out the window. Everything I thought I knew was not what it really was about. Life was not what I thought it was. And I was able to perceive beyond the five senses and access states that I could only define as being truly magical. And I cried a lot. I cried a lot. I broke through in such a strong way that I saw all the ways that I was not being loving towards myself. I remember this moment standing in the mirror. I have a lot of really defining moments in the mirror, actually, come to think of it. There was this moment I'm standing in front of the mirror and I'm looking at myself and I'm just shocked at how unkind and unloving I was towards myself and how disconnected I was and how much I had missed myself. It was like this feeling of, oh my God, there you are. I have missed you so much. Oh my goodness. It was just amazing. And because that vibration of love when you have a spiritual awakening is so high, like I said, everything, all the ways that you're not loving to yourself will come up on the surface because love is the highest vibration. So it revealed to me all the ways that I was not loving towards myself. And that's really when I knew that, okay, it's time. It's now time to do this because I saw it. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So from there, the pain, as I said, turned chronic. And while all of this stuff was going on, I was just navigating this transformation. I was trying to make sense of the world, and I started to meditate, and I also became aware that I needed to look at my problems. And I had very low tolerance for anything in my life that didn't feel good, and work was one of those things. So I quit my job, took a leap of faith, and not many people know this, but I was looking for my passion at the time, but I didn't have the energy to find what I was passionate about because I was working so much. But what I basically did was attend a workshop called How to Find Your Passion. And when I was attending that workshop, I saw what the lady was doing, and she was asking questions, but she wasn't digging deep enough for me. And I was taking myself into places that were much deeper. So she did really serve her purpose well, because it got me to think about things in a different way. And then I saw what she did, and it said life coach. And I went, oh my goodness, I don't know what this is. This sounds cool. So I looked it up, and that was it. I knew that that is what I needed to do. So I signed up for a course and studied, and then started my business. And I literally started my business while I was in chronic pain, and kept building it from that place. And it took about 7 years, 6 to 7 years, for the chronic pain to heal. But that was a massive initiation, as you can imagine. You know, going through that kind of pain, it really helped me serve my clients from a very grounded place, from a very embodied place. Anything that I would teach my clients or take them through would be based on what I would take myself through, and none of it was based on some book and what I think is good for them. I had gotten so good at being with myself and meeting myself and the darker, uglier, unlovable or deemed unlovable parts of myself that I was able to take my clients through that without hesitation. And I would actually say that is one of the gifts that I possess that has come out of this this chronic pain that I developed, is that I'm able to do that with people and they can really sense it. So now I work as a well-being coach, a holistic counselor, and I like to describe myself as a medicine woman, because I like to bring medicine to people and healing to people in whatever way that I can, just based on who I am. And it's really cool to be in conversation with such epic human beings. Shout out to you if you're my client or have worked with me and you're listening to this right now. I've absolutely loved working with every single one of my clients over the years. And every time they show up and tell me about problems they're going through, or I have a consult call with someone, they say, oh my God, I've got so much anxiety and this is what's going on. And, you know, I feel so disconnected, and I really want to step more into my power and speak up more. And I want to be a better mom. I want to be a better wife. I want to be a better partner. But that can't start. It can't start with me looking at other people for what they need to change. I need to look inside. So whenever they sit in front of me and tell me about anything that they're going through, especially the hardships, I just want to celebrate. I just want to celebrate and say, oh my goodness, because for you to get to a point where you're ready to do something about it means that you have awareness. That means you are going through an awakening. So this is what I absolutely love about this particular space, is that I get to guide people through their awakening, even though it doesn't really come across as awakening at the time because it's so hectic, more hectic for some people than others. Helping them move from that space of disconnection and self-doubt and feeling lost to a space where they can access genuine love and appreciation for who they are and experience their innate wholeness. Oh my goodness, it's amazing. And the way that I do that is by helping them work with their body. So a lot of my work is somatic, where if a person is going through something, we always work with their body to find out how safe does their nervous system feel, what stresses are around and what place are they operating from, because without feeling safe in the body, none of this work is actually possible. So I spend a lot of time helping my clients feel really relaxed in themselves, both in and out of session. And through that relaxed state, their consciousness can offer up to us what's really going on, and then we can work on that together. My work is really effective for those individuals who have woken up to the dysfunctional ways that they've been treating themselves. And they've exhausted the external search for love and validation. So one of the most common patterns that I see, which of course makes sense because this is a pattern that I noticed within myself, is this search for love outside. It's this need for validation to somehow prove our worthiness. And this is something that I see very common amongst my clients as well. Because what happens is that we keep searching for this love everywhere. And then eventually, when we see that that strategy does not work, we come inside, we look inside, and we meet ourselves with love. We become the love that we're seeking. So my clients themselves are a mirror of me. So they long to be loved and seen and met and have now reached a point where they know that this is an inside job, that there's no point in continuing to search everywhere because that search gets very tiring and all we need to do is meet ourselves with love and compassion. They know they hold the key to their joy and their misery, and all they want to do is be guided now on how to unlock this treasure chest of goodies waiting to be accessed. I love working with people's souls and holding the highest vision of what's possible for them. It's a really beautiful experience because it feels like when you're working with a coach, that coach acts as a symbol of devotion and intention and divine guidance that's coming through. And as a mirror of someone who really believes in you and says, I really believe in you and your dreams. It's like an advocate for a dream that you may have had inside your heart but haven't really acted upon yet. It's also been really interesting to be navigating and functioning within this personal development and healing space, providing this care to people while I've been undergoing a spiritual awakening myself. And the more that I've thought about this, the more I've come to realize that they have been going hand in hand for a reason, and I'm really trusting the process of that itself because I think that it keeps me accountable and it is in alignment with one of my highest values, which is integrity. I love being able to speak from a place of embodiment, and I think in today's day and age, there are so many people within this personal development space and personal growth space. The number of psychologists that I have met that aren't themselves aware of what's going on in them, but are holding space for other people is so surprising to me because unless we ourselves haven't actually met ourselves in those places, in those hiding places, how can we take our clients in that? You know, there's that famous saying that you can only take someone as deep as you've taken yourself, and I really believe that. And that's what really drives me to keep showing up for myself and my clients. Because every single soul that I partner up with and assist, I'm invited to grow and evolve with them. And it's a really great feedback loop because everything that we speak about in our sessions gets mirrored back to me. So I'm really grateful for this work and really grateful that this line of work actually chose me. It doesn't feel like it was just me. It feels like a co-creation. As Rumi says, what you seek is seeking you. I've also been really excited to launch this podcast, which I'm going to be honest, has been in the making for a year and a half. A year. It's been in the making for a year. And this episode that I'm recording right now, I'm actually re-recording this. So I initially recorded episode one a long time ago, and then I came back to it and I went, no, I don't think so. So I've re-recorded this episode right now, and I'm really excited to launch the podcast because I'm also looking forward to inviting some incredible teachers and guests on the show to share their wisdom around the process of spiritual awakening. As I mentioned earlier, I became really obsessed with this entire field and this entire topic because of the experiences that I was having, and then obviously the experiences that my clients were having. And there's so many teachers that I learned from, and I want to invite all of them onto the show. So I'm really excited to do that. And I'm also going to be inviting some of my clients on the show so that you can hear them being coached live by me and literally witness their transformation taking place in real time It's going to be awesome. So make sure you check out all the episodes that I'm going to be releasing. My passion and inspiration for launching this podcast and for teaching this work comes from knowing that any perspective shifts and internal changes that take place for my clients in our work together impact not only their worldview and their personal life experience, but also change the game for their ancestral lineage and generations to come. How cool is that? This kind of work creates a domino effect of change, and it all starts with one individual. It starts with you. If you're in this process right now, I want you to know that you are shaping the future and creating your reality at all times through your words, thoughts, and actions. And you are doing so good. It is a messy process. It's supposed to be mind-bending. And you're honestly doing so good. You are lighting the way for others in this. So please keep going. I wanted to speak again to this idea of spiritual awakening being painful, because for me personally, it has been quite painful. And the reason for that, as I mentioned earlier, is that it revealed to me all the ways that I wasn't being loving towards myself. And I want to speak to that a little bit, because awakening in and of itself is not painful. You know, it's just a process that's taking place. But awakening is like being in this room where all the lights get turned on all of a sudden and you're surrounded by mirrors, and then you become aware of your reflection. So it will just illuminate the light on what you are and who you are and who you think you are. By itself, it doesn't really mean that it's going to be difficult. It's just a process that takes place. It's waking up. You know, waking up is just a thing that takes place. But when you wake up, you see who you are. And if who you are is someone that you don't like, good luck, because that's what's going to come up just and be in your face. And that's why I would say spiritual awakenings can be painful. Whoever you are at that time will be revealed to you. But that's a really important part of this, because in order for you to change, or in order for you to really have an amazing life experience, you need to first acknowledge things that aren't working. So awakening is such a blessing because it shows us the things that aren't working. The very essence of awakening means to consciously shine the light of love and awareness onto each area of your life, all the ugliness that may have been revealed. It means holding ourselves with love and as love as each aspect of our life unravels and unfolds. And in my experience, returning to love and recognizing that we are already home and we are already whole requires the practical application of being loving towards ourselves exactly as we are. And then through being loving towards ourselves, that love transmutes and changes our character, shaping us to be a much healthier person, giving us a much healthier identity and sense of self. And also through that process of awakening, we come to see that we are not just that, that we have this costume, we have this identity through which we are expressing, but that's not the entirety of who we are. But because we have this character, why not shape up this character to be the most loving, kind, compassionate, nurturing human being possible? Why not shape up this character to be someone that we really like being? A personal insight I had the other day when I was feeling quite sad and was accessing a state where I felt very heavy in my body. Being an empath, this is quite a common occurrence for me, where a lot of times I'll experience emotions that aren't even my own. They're just things that I tap into. You know, maybe I go to somebody's house, or I come across a friend, or I'm out in public, and then the next day or within that day itself, I will experience certain emotions that will be channeled through me or be rising so that they can be cleared out through me. And when I experience those states that seem to be not those high vibrational states that are loving, you know, not those states that feel light and elated, I've realized, and this was something that came through directly from my soul, is that love is so expansive and so all-encompassing, because love is all, that it gives rise to everything else that doesn't feel like love. It's so expansive. It penetrates through every single cell of our being, through every single particle of this entire universe. It's all love. It's all made of love. And because of that, love can play and disguise itself and distort itself in all these various ways. I found that insight so helpful because it reminded me in those moments where I didn't feel okay, that I was okay. And that even when we aren't okay, we're always okay. It's not possible to not be okay because everything is made of love. And because of that, it gives our soul and our body and our mind and this identity a chance to play with feeling things other than love, because love is the basis of it all. And the beauty of awakening is that no matter how messy or dark it gets, it always eventually leads you to realize that you are the light. And the thing that I would often forget during this process that would end up causing me a lot of discomfort is that I would be searching for a way out of the messiness and darkness at times, looking for love everywhere, only to always eventually come back to the place of realization that love is what I am. The reason that I can recognize the darkness in myself or in others or see it in the world is because I am the light that's illuminating the darkness. You are the light that's illuminating the darkness. I also want to add that spiritual awakening isn't personal. To wake up and recognize who we are is a process that takes place for each soul once the divine in us decides it's time to wake up. When it's done playing the game of being the sleeper and wishes to up-level and play a new game, it wakes up. And in that waking up and in that experiencing of the vibration of love, a longing comes in to return to that place of wholeness permanently, which ironically is what we already are, but it's about having the capacity in our nervous system and in our being to be able to hold that vibration of love all the time. And a lot of people, when they are awakening, they go through this process of thinking, I'm better than other people just because I'm more self-aware. But that's really not the case, because it's not personal. It's not like you are doing anything to awaken. It's just all happening through you. Awakening is a very integral part of the human experience. It is through this that we get to access those desired states of freedom, peace, and harmony, contentment, all that delicious stuff. There's really no other way to access these states than to become aware of ourselves, which is the good, the bad, and the ugly. And this is what I help my clients with, to be with themselves wholeheartedly, regardless of what arises in their experience, and to learn how to be intimate, compassionate, and radically loving towards what arises. So basically, my work is the practical application of love and of wholeness. You know, how do you feel whole? It's by actually holding yourself in love. And when you hold yourself in love, you experience this form of integration that takes place internally, giving you that sense of wholeness. I want you to remember that your spiritual awakening is creating a shift in humanity. You know, I know that as I continue to awaken to my true nature, I desire to see the rest of humanity do the same. And this is a thing with awakening. When you start to awaken and you start to grow in love, you can't help but share this with people. You can't help but share information about it, but you also can't help but be loving. And when you are loving, this actually changes the people that you interact with as well. I believe our sole purpose here is to wake up from the slumber and the illusion of separation. Ultimately, everyone is driven to awaken, and even if it doesn't look like it, everyone is on the path of awakening. So even the most unaware person that you come across, that person is also going through a spiritual awakening. Every single person is. But for some people, it's more obvious than others. As we wrap up this episode, I have a question that I want you to ponder on. And that is, how would your life look like if you knew that you were already whole? If you were to live from a place of wholeness, how might you operate? Somebody asked me this question many years ago, and I can now honestly say that I am living more from a place of wholeness. And back then it was just this concept, this idea of, oh, how is that even possible? But of course I entertained it. And the way that I'm living now is, I mean, I couldn't have imagined in 1,000 years, because in some ways, everything is kind of the same, but also very different at the same time. So how would your life look like if you knew you were already whole? How would you show up in your life? Would you take life a little less seriously? Would you give yourself permission to play and relax? Would you rest when you need to rest? Would you take it easy? Feel free to pause the episode and answer the questions. And please get in touch with me via my website, via Instagram, and let me know. Let me know what you thought about this episode and also your answer to this question. I'm really curious. I'm really grateful that you have joined me for this episode and that you have listened to the end. Thank you so much. Once again, I am your host, Sanya Minocha, and I'm honored to be here. I hope that these words somewhere sparked a flame in your heart and that you learn a lot from our time together in this space. Allow yourself to be unraveled and become undone with grace, patience, curiosity. It's been a wild ride so far, and I can't wait to see what else life has in store for the both of us. Namaste.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart for staying with us till the very end. If this episode struck a chord with you and you're resonating with becoming undone, let's amplify the love. Hit that subscribe button and bless us with a radiant 5-star review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews act as guiding beacons, lighting the way for kindred souls to find our podcast on their spiritual odyssey. I'm your host, Sanya Minocha, here on a mission to support you as you step into your highest potential. Let's keep the conversation alive. I'd love to personally connect with you. And if you're listening to this, take it as a sign. You'll be met in pure presence and provided with a safe space for you to let go and understand your soul. It's time to stop doubting yourself, start trusting life, and relax into your spiritual awakening. It's time to relax into love, into your true nature. You're becoming undone. This process is supposed to feel messy, unnerving, and perplexing. But having a guide by your side is a game changer. If you feel even slightly curious, book in a call. What are you waiting for? Oh, and please share this episode with anyone you feel that would vibe with it. Until next time, my fellow truth seeker.